Monday. It's so easy to knock and to criticise what our ministers are doing. They're probably out of their home 16 hours a day, and they believe they're doing a great job. But with a new Assembly's term commencing soon, I thought it would be appropriate to take stock of our political landscape. Sectarianism is as bad as ever. March after march, why? Politicians talking out of both sides of their mouths. No leadership being shown. No respect for structures of government by those charged with upholding government authority. Undesirable comments accompanied by justification for street violence. Now the banks. They seem to be a law unto themselves. Yes, each individual is liable for his or her debts, fact. But informed opinion in business circles argues, however, that banks have ceased to function as banks, choosing instead to play the role of debt collectors. Why has a softly approach been adopted towards banks by our ministers? Do you have any evidence that they're asking the right questions? Are ministers afraid of the banks? People in business are terrified of speaking out against the banks because they owe them money. How can society produce without banks performing the role for which they were established? Has any minister at Parliament Buildings spotted the exodus of young men from our townlands across Northern Ireland, forced to abandon wives and children in search of work because they can't get work at home to pay the mortgage? I meet dozens of such families caught in this vicious trap. Do you hear our politicians even raising the plight of these unfortunate young people? Have you ministers noticed the volume of blocked up residential commercial properties springing up on every road in towns, cities and in the countryside? Have you noticed the ugliness of these edifices? What are you doing about this? Are there no rules or regulations governing these buildings? What are councils doing about this? George Osborne is planning to launch a small business bank to make it easier in Britain for growing companies to gain access to multi-billion pounds of government funding. Do our ministers know anything about this? Is there anything in it for us? The Chancellor is guaranteeing 40 billion in infrastructure projects and 10 billion in housing developments. He also has plans for speeding up planning. A local architect told me today it took him 7 months to get planning permission to build a garage for a man. Why is planning such a mess? On the 12th of April in the Assembly, the SDLP's Dolores Kelly moved to discuss the subject of an Irish gathering, the Homecoming. The thinking behind the Irish Government initiative is to attract hundreds of thousands of members of the Irish diaspora on this island, onto this island, in 2013. The Assembly debate on this subject broke shamefully along sectarian lines. Last weekend, 35,000 Americans arrived in Dublin for the Navy Notre Dame American Football Emerald Isle Classic. An hotel source told me there isn't a bed in Leinster this weekend. Did many of these US visitors come our way? Give me a break.